It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Philmo Mike. And shout out to all of you. Just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the day, getting ready for the week. It's spring break for a lot of people right now. Young Benjamin's on spring break, so shout out to all of you parents that are up earlier than usual because your kids are waking up at 6:30 and you got to make breakfast and you got to do all that. Should have been up anyways, right? It's like bub rub. You're supposed to be out cooking breakfast, somebody, so it's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo. There you go. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We're halfway home here on a Monday. We've been reacting to the Warriors' blowout win over the San Antonio Spurs, 148-106. We talked some San Francisco Giants, who took a series, their opening series in Cincinnati. Big win over the Reds yesterday. Final score 6-3 there. They're heading to Houston to take on the Astros tonight. So a lot of good action over the weekend. As I say, good morning to you, Joseph Philip Shasky III, and all the people out there, Sam Lubman, Carter, who's out doing something, I don't know. But good morning to everyone. And it's nice to react to a blowout win, but there is some stuff that is still concerning me. What's concerning me is this four-game stretch coming up here, and it's going to tell us a lot about these Golden State Warriors. And I'm looking at Jonathan Kuminga. How healthy is he? Gary Payne II, partial tear in his thumb, getting reevaluated on Thursday. So the wear and tear of this team as we're heading into the final stretch is going to be huge, and how healthy can they be heading into the play-in slash playoffs is going to be the ultimate question for me.
Yeah, they're playing really good ball right now. I really like the game against the New Orleans Pelicans for a variety of reasons. Number one, the intensity from the G League team with a bunch of guys I'd never heard of was unbelievable. They had the Warriors on the ropes, and I thought that was actually a good thing because they needed to like battle back. It was driving me nuts.
Those ones are tricky too because I think everyone was like, "You can't lose to a G League team." I was like, "Well, you're playing a bunch of players you never like play, and the scouting report's not there. You don't know what to make of them."
And those guys have everything to play for.
Energy, right? Yeah. They have play with energy and passion. And it's like, hey, the coach is literally telling them, "You got nothing to lose tonight."
Well, and the Warriors can't throttle down against anyone.
No,
and I don't know why they think that they can. It's crazy. But what I liked is that they completely righted the ship. I know it's the Spurs, and the Spurs are coming off a back-to-back. And they don't have Victor, and they don't have De'Aaron Fox. I get all that. You look good, and that's the key. The
ball was their most complete performance I've seen. Like, literally, like I have all the
game notes. They scored 40 in two different quarters.
I have the game notes somewhere here where it's just right here. The Warriors recorded a season-high 17 steals. The Warriors dished out a season-high 42 assists.
That's
incredible. The Warriors had a season-high 34 fast-break points. They had the most points they've had all season in the first quarter. That ties their most for any quarter all season with 44. Yeah, it was a record-breaking night for them.
Yeah.
For the season. So everything was going right, and you saw that in the first quarter. They couldn't miss.
No.
They could not miss.
No, and, you know, Pajemski hitting shots early, I thought, really calmed him. Moody had a great game, and Moody needs to hit buckets from the outside. He hit multiple three-pointers, which, when was the last time we said that about Moses Moody? It feels like the shot from the outside has just not been falling. He's had so many in and outs over the last week or two. But I'll give the guy a lot of credit. He's been moving without the ball so well and getting a lot of layups around the rim with Jimmy Butler. I go back to that dunk Friday night. That was probably his best dunk of his career.
Yeah. No, it was sick. It lit up the place. I mean, lighting up Smoothie King Arena. It's hard to do. There's so many. Like, again.
Does basketball just not work in New Orleans?
Well, you have to have a player that sticks there, and all their Hall of Fame players just moved on and won elsewhere. You
Chris think of Paul, Anthony
Chris Paul,
Davis.
Anthony Davis, and now Zion, who's probably going to be, moved on. Like, yeah. I mean, the guy's dealing with a back contusion
exactly
for the last 2 weeks.
What exactly is going on with Ingram?
Who knows? Again, I don't know what's going on with him. He's always hurt, it feels like. He was part of that trade package with the Lakers way back when, part of the Anthony Davis trade. So there's a lot baked into it. But New Orleans, and then even the arena yesterday in San Antonio, like there was a lot of big, like David Robinson was there. They panned Tim Duncan, who was there. Old man Tim Duncan. It was fun to see. Manu Ginobili was there. There's obviously a lot of memories with Steve Kerr there. No Pop, obviously. They're definitely a bunch. We're wishing Greg Popovich well because he's recovering.
The guy coaching the Spurs.
He was getting into it.
He looked so young. Maybe it was just me. He looked very young.
Well, also because you're going from the oldest coach in the league to the youngest.
No, that's actually
so it
really
highlights
point.
It.
That's actually
he looked
really
like he was
point.
My age. He was like 31 or 32.
Oh, dude, he looks so young.
Right.
Joe Mazzulla looks like a man in his 40s, even though he's in his 30s.
Bro,
and I'm not knocking him. He looks great.
No, he does.
He looks great. But that looked like the youngest coach I've ever seen.
But the atmosphere just was not there at all. Just there was empty seats on a Sunday. And I was like, there's Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler. So I get it. There's no Wemby. Like, and there's no De'Aaron Fox, but still, you got Stephen Curry there. But on a Sunday in San Antonio, as Charles Barkley likes to say, there's not a whole much whole else left to do.
The Riverwalk. I got some friends and family in San Antonio.
The Riverwalk.
Amount of people that go to the arena who are there, they can be anywhere. It doesn't matter where they're at. They can be in Nebraska, okay, playing in a college arena. The amount of people that show up in Steph Curry jerseys never ceases to amaze me.
It's incredible. And just when you feel it early.
It's crazy.
When he just takes a shot and people standing up just in the opposition.
It's crazy.
And you'll see it in Memphis tomorrow. You'll see it in La La Land at Crypto.com Arena on Thursday. Like, they travel. Stephen Curry fans, not Warrior fans. Listen, there are Warriors fans, but Stephen Curry fans, his own fan base, it's not to the level of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, but it is global and it is a thing. I'd say it's a top 10 / borderline top 5 individual fandom when it comes to player fandom. Steph is up there.
Yes.
As some of the biggest in the world.
Yes.
Which is saying something because basketball is not the biggest sport in the world. It is soccer. It is football. And when you rival guys like Messi and Ronaldo, who are also getting up there, they're also older, and LeBron, right, for the longest time, you're doing something right and spectacular. And boy, is Stephen Curry doing that. Who didn't even need to shoot the ball very much yesterday. Didn't even put on a show because everyone was putting on a show because Brandon Pajemski turned in Stephen Curry yesterday. 7-9 for him from beyond the arc. 27 points for Pods, Joe Shasky. That was great to see. In the absence of Jonathan Kuminga, you needed someone to step up because JK only played 7 points. Pods was in the starting lineup. He balled out. You mentioned Moses Moody. They combined for 47 points.
So they're 11.
47.
They're 11-0 with that lineup. Curry to start.
They don't lose.
Curry, Pods, Butler, Moody, Draymond Green. You know you can't do it every week and every game because obviously this is a small lineup. That is one of their best ball movement lineups by far.
Doesn't stick at all.
No. And if Pods is hitting shots, he's not seen as a non-shooter. If he is missing shots, they lay off him.
And he's going to get those shots, by the way.
He's going to
get those wide open shots.
He has to hit.
They're going
to
sag off him when you got Steph and Jimmy out there.
Same with Moody.
Yes.
Same with Moody, right? They're going to lay off him. And if he's reluctant to shoot from the outside, like, we got to go in a different direction. That's where you maybe pull the lever on Quentin Post or you go somewhere else. And now with no GP2, who knows with Jonathan Kuminga, I'd probably roll this lineup out again tomorrow.
Against a Memphis Grizzlies team coming off a loss.
I think you have to win this one.
This is, again, if you're just joining us, the Western Conference right now is absolutely insane. The Thunder are the Thunder. They've locked up that spot. But it's a battle from 2 all the way to 10 right now. It's a battle in the Western Conference. The Rockets are right there. They're trying to stave off the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets are trying to stave off the Lakers, who are trying to stave off the Grizzlies. Lakers, I think, have the tiebreak over damn near everyone in the West. So they got the tiebreak over the Grizzlies, over the Warriors, over the T-Wolves right now. But they're trying to stay in that fourth seed because, obviously, 1 through 4, you get home court advantage, and that is what you want. Your role players are going to be playing a lot better at home than opposed to on the road, and you're going to see that, which is why it's going to be huge for the Warriors taking care of business against the Grizzlies. And maybe, again, you're trying to worry about just staying in the sixth spot right now. I'm not saying get greedy and not look, but you're playing the Grizzlies and then the Lakers. Why not try to beat both of them? Go 2-0, and then all of a sudden, hey, maybe the fourth seed is a possibility, albeit a tough one. You'll see where your chips will fall, if they may. And then you got the Timberwolves right there. You got the Clippers right there. Mavericks, Kings to round out the 9 in the 10th spot. We got a call. Wants to go to the calls right here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, call or text. It's the same number to call or text. 888-957-9570. Start off this road trip 0-2. You've won the last two. Kind of righted the ship here, as you said, Joe Shasky. And now, nut up or shut up time. Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets. We're going to find out about this team in the coming days. Chardal in Fremont wants to join the conversation. It says that they like Butler and Curry together. Good morning, Chardal. How you doing?
How you guys doing this morning? So I watched the Warriors game yesterday. That was a phenomenal game yesterday. Like, they took care of business. They defeated the
Spurs.
Which team were they playing yesterday?
Yeah, the Spurs.
Yeah, so it was a great win by the Spurs. They took them down by 42. By 42. Pods and Moody were phenomenal. They combined for 47. I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen a shooting display by Podziemski. He was on fire. He was seven of nine from three. I mean, I've never seen anything like that from Podziemski. I mean, everybody downright doesn't show him that much love, and he was like Steph Curry out there yesterday, just draining threes left and right. But talking about Jimmy Butler, I think Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry are so good together. Like, man, they just work so well together on the floor. Man, that duo is scary. When Curry is there, it's a different environment when both of those guys are playing together.
Hey, Chardal, did you get a lot of sleep last night? Oh, he's gone. He hung up. Chardal sounds like he's been spraying a lot of Lysol in his house right there. A little slow. But that's okay. He was reading a lot of the box scores, I've noticed, that he was doing there. But he's excited. Brandon Podziemski doing his best Steph Curry impression. Jimmy Butler, he's 4-5. He's solid, 13 points. Again, I'm not overreacting to that win at all yesterday. It was a get-right game as far as I'm concerned.
No, there are some little things that are good,
but there was things to be excited.
All of this, the starters scoring double-digit.
47 points combined by Moody and Podziemski. That's my takeaway. Like that, if you can get that contribution from those guys going forward.
I don't think you're going to get that. But if I gave you 50-plus from Quentin, Buddy, Pods, and Moody, take that all day.
Can I get
all day
double digits from those guys scoring come playoff/play-in time? Then this team can go somewhere. Like, no, like, we're talking about, like, whether this team could go on a deep run. We have the Do You Believe segment at 7:30. Do you believe this team can go on a deep playoff run? It's the oldest question in sports talk history, right? Whether it's football, baseball, basketball. Blowout win yesterday. Okay. But if I have the contributions of Moody, Podziemski, Give me a Gui Santos every now and then. A Quinton Post. Buddy Buckets. Buddy Hield yesterday. I don't think we're talking enough about him. 3 of 6, 25 minutes off the bench. 19 points to lead all scorers off the bench. He had the third most points of any Golden State Warrior. Second and third only to Moses Moody and Brandon Pajemski. So if I get all of that on top of Jimmy and Steph, then yes, we're cooking with hot grease here, and we could beat Lakers, Nuggets, or at least contend with those guys, not get pushed out of the gym and be taken seriously. It's going to come down to those guys at the end of the day. So building this confidence now, Joe Shasky, albeit, I don't care if it's against the San Antonio Spurs, but building the confidence of these young guys is the most important thing in these last 8 games for me. It's the confidence of the young players heading into this final stretch. 888-957-9570. So, you're looking up at these next 8 games in the regular season. What do you need to see from this team to give you faith that they could go on a deep playoff run? I want to ask the question.
Well,
888-957-9570. For me, it's Pajemski, it's Moody, it's Post, it's those guys showing up here.
The defense was great yesterday, and again, that's a team that doesn't have a lot of firepower, so you can kind of key in on some people. 17 steals.
Season high.
34 fast break points. Like that's just something this team doesn't do. It doesn't do often. Here's the thing that I'm looking at, though, Joe, and we talk so much. This is a three-point shooting team that doesn't really shoot the three ball consistently. They're 11-2 when they shoot 20 or more threes.
Just shoot or make?
Make.
Okay, that's important.
Make.
Okay,
my bad.
Wow.
I should have clarified that.
It's okay.
11-2. Now, we really haven't had too many, like, 9 of 13 Steph Curry games, you know? This is a Pods, Quinton Post, Moody, Draymond Green contributing. You need a handful of these guys hitting from the outside to unlock this offense. That is the number one thing. And I know the defense was great, and I don't dismiss 17 steals. But to me, they need to lead with offense. And that's why I keep coming back to, you bring up Moody and Pajemski. I throw Quinton in there. I throw Buddy Hield in there. If two or more of those guys are hitting on any given night, this team can beat anyone. If none of those guys are hitting, boy, offense is, it's a search and rescue party.
It's tough to watch.
It's a search and rescue party.
That was the Miami game.
That's why you need Kuminga, though. Yeah. When those four aren't hitting, you are searching for offense. And this goes back to the Kuminga conversation. Why GP2's been so good? Why? Because GP2's like found money when he hits a three from the corner. GP2 has found money when he gets an and one around the rim. So that's why Jonathan Kuminga is so important in this offense. When those four guys aren't giving you anything from the outside, you're searching for offense.
888-957-9570 is the number. Four teams, these next 4 games are going to be against Western Conference playoff opponents. What do you need to see from this Golden State Warriors team to get you, you know, honestly, not on the bandwagon, but if you're off of it right now, like, yeah, on the bandwagon to say, you know what, this team can make a deep run, because Joe Shasky's laying it out right there, you know, hey, the Brandon Pajemskis of the world, the Moses Moody's of the world, those guys, when they hit shots, it changes the entire arc of this team and franchise. We know what we're getting from Steph. We know what we're getting from Jimmy. We know what we're getting from Draymond Green, who, by the way, much better shooting performance from him yesterday, 6 of 9, 2 of 4.
Yeah.
An aggressive Draymond offensively changes a lot. Brandon Pajemski on with NBC Sports Bay Area yesterday, talking about what the Dubs need to do to be ready for the postseason.
I think just being really, really, really good, the first 4 and the last 4 of each quarter, not letting teams, you know, feel good going into the next quarter. I think that's just the biggest thing, those 8 minutes every quarter. You know, that's a big 32 minutes out of the 48. And so if we can control kind of those minutes, obviously teams are going to go on runs. They're great players, NBA players for a reason. But if we can win the first and last 4 of each quarter, I think we'll be all right.
It's well said. Again, the confidence of Brandon Pajemski, it's polarizing, I think, for a lot of fans at times. I know it is for you, Joe Shasky. The way he's playing with swagger at times, and other times he's complaining to the refs. And I get that. That's just kind of the young players these days. But I've never questioned, you know, the confidence of a Brandon Pajemski. Maybe early on this season, but he's dealing with some injuries. Went to the bench, had to get that injury sorted out. Guy got smacked in the face. It felt like 5 or 6 times. Broken nose. He had to wear the mask. It was very uncomfortable for him. So he's had an up and down season, but it feels like as of late, especially with Jimmy Butler being here, the emergence of Pods as a scorer, if that can be more consistent, and if I could see that against the big boy teams, because it's one thing to do it against the Spurs and the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I need to see it against the Lakers in Los Angeles. I need to see it against the Denver Nuggets, whether that's at home or on the road. I need to see it against the Houston Rockets. So that's the guy I'm circling right here. And we'll see who Jonathan Kuminga, who again is dealing with ankle soreness. We'll see how serious it is. Kuminga seems to think he's fine. They're gonna, Steve Kerr called it a bummer after. Hopefully it's not too serious and that he can come back, because you're going to need him in spots, specifically in some of these matchups in a series or in a play-in game.
Like, the thing that's, I keep coming back to, like, I can say the word terrifying, whether it's Buddy, Moses, Pods, I'll throw Draymond in there. Like, we're living and dying by the three. And this is why Jimmy Butler, the acquisition, was so important. Yes, he's a great facilitator. He hits the free throw line 8 times a game.
Yeah. And he doesn't live or die by the three.
Exactly.
So he's a player that his game isn't predicated on doing that. I don't want to, by the way, he had like 6 attempts. Anything over like 4 attempts for Jimmy Butler from the 3-point line, that's, I'm good. I go Randy Jackson. That's a no for me, Don.
But I would say that one thing I've noticed with Jimmy in his 3-point attempts, surprisingly, there's one or two a game where he'll get where it's like shot clock's winding down. I gotta take this, right? Like it almost needs to be, you know, cooked right into the books, and right, you're never gonna see that. But so what do you think league average is? NBA right now, league average 3-point shooting.
League average?
What do you think? What
like,
do you think
the percentage? Shooting percentage. Okay, league average. I'm gonna go 33%.
It's 36%.
Okay, all right.
So 36%. Pods is
just pretty good. League average, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Pods is under league average, just a little bit, a couple percentage points. Draymond, actually only at like 32.5%. Right. Not bad. Like, Draymond's doing good. He's almost at 33%. Really, there's only a couple guys that shoot above average. Quentin Post, Steph Curry, and Moses Moody.
Mm.
Right? So that tells you the team that is reliant so heavily on the three ball, hitting a couple early threes opens the floor up for them on so many levels. And I hate living and dying by the three. And that's why I think Jimmy, Kuminga, GP2, any points that you can get that are around the rim or at the free throw line on this team, given how inconsistent the 3-point shooting is unbelievably vital.
And that's why it was so, you know, refreshing to see that first quarter and that first half
they're
yesterday.
They're hitting everything.
Well, they were just attacking the paint ad nauseum. They just didn't settle yesterday. And if it was settling, they were wide open. So it was like, it wasn't a bad shot. They didn't take a bad shot, it felt like, at all yesterday. I don't know the last time I saw a Golden State Warriors team that wasn't just chucking. There were some times there were some heat checks, which is fine with me. But like, a Pod's doing a heat checking era, that's fine, because he was balling everywhere else. We got some calls, Joe Shasky, that I want to get in here. AJ in L.A. wants to join in the conversation. AJ, what's going on, man? You're on the Morning Roast. Big win yesterday.
Cheers, guys. Big win, decent win, okay? Not even decent. They beat the Spurs, man.
They did.
Spurs, these dudes, man, these guys are on like a 4 or 5 game losing streak after back-to-back. And they're in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes.
If they win that, my head will explode, by the way. If they win the lottery, I will lose my mind.
Oh, Cooper Flagg and Victor Wembanyama?
It's so unfair. No, that's ridiculously unfair.
Oh, we'll see. Their odds aren't going to be
good. Keep going.
Yeah, but let me also point out that I think you guys mentioned what that starting lineup is, a 11-0.
Yeah.
And that starting lineup is terrible, man. We all know it's terrible. They've been getting blown out every game. That starting lineup is not the lineup that's helping them win or get back into a game. I mean, they're down in the first quarter almost every game because of that lineup.
Well, they've been tinkering lineups.
Well, it's
lineups.
Just the starting lineup. Again, we're just giving you the stat, that, AJ, and I appreciate it.
11-0, and we've been here, how many, with 25 or so games for Jimmy Butler? So they haven't actually used that lineup.
No.
Actually, they've used it less than half the time.
Yeah.
So I don't think that has been their go-to lineup.
Well, no, and also I'll say this, and AJ clearly is saying he wasn't very impressed by the win.
That's a fair point of view, though.
They didn't do anything wrong yesterday. Like, that's where I'm saying. In a game like that, they didn't beat themselves at any point in that game, which, again, you could go back to the opponent all you want. Spurs stink. They don't have their two best players. We understand that. They're 31-43. They're going to be a lottery team. Having said that, I just saw you lose to the Atlanta Hawks in a Miami Heat team that had lost 10 in a row. Like, so I'm not here. Like, beggars can't be choosers. You need to start stacking wins and building confidence. And even in blowout wins against subpar opponents, what my young players can take from that is confidence going forward. Mm-hmm. I can't. Sure, For Jimmy Butler, is that win doing anything for him? No. Is for Stephen Curry, is that win doing anything for him? No. Draymond Green, maybe, because he was scoring. But, like,
I thought it was a get-right game for Moody.
It was a get-right game for everyone.
From beyond the arc. I thought it was a big... He needed to see some balls go in the hoop.
When's the last time, like, you had a game where you can just feel confident after a quarter that says, wow, we're probably going to blow this team out? I don't know the last time that happened. Like, that doesn't... Like, and at this late in the season, I'm not taking that for granted, because you know what? Some of these younger players, like the Jeremy Sohans of the world, right? Great name. Love the hair. The Stephon Castles, like... Well, these guys are still playing for something. These guys are trying to show out. These are young players.
But they're also very limited.
No, they are limited. That I'm team. Saying that. But historically, the San Antonio Spurs, whether it's from Popovich, whether the back of the interim head coach, like, they play hard.
Yes.
And they were trying to, you know, go tick for tack yesterday. The Warriors were just blowing them out. They got everything they wanted. They got the looks. They dominated them. And the Spurs looked like a tired team. And the Warriors, fourth game on a road trip, did not look like a tired team. And it looked like a team that was buttoned up. And then they got you know, probably ripped into after that Pelicans game, even in a win, Joe Shasky. I'm looking at Steve Kerr saying, hey, yeah, that was great. You guys won that. Let's not do that again. Let's, like, you guys need to be better.
They had
that.
To fight.
You need to be buttoned up.
Yeah, it did not look pretty on Friday, though I thought their second half was significantly better.
No, it was. But the fact that it was that close in the fourth quarter, they pulled away. The Pelicans only extended like 13 in the fourth quarter. But the fact that it was that close, that was a wake-up call, I think. What, guys, we're 0-2 on this trip. Like, let's not go 0-3. And then we're really digging ourselves a hole. And then, you know what? Maybe we deserve to be in the play-in. But I think they've shown enough these last two games for me, heading to a crucial four-game stretch here against actual playoff opponents, that says, okay, they got the message. They've woken up. And let's see what they could do in Memphis, which is going to be a huge game.
Well, tonight's a huge game. Celtics with Jaylen Brown listed as questionable.
And Tatum still out?
We need the Celtics. Peyton Pritchard. Come on, my guy.
You love Peyton Pritchard.
I do love Peyton Pritchard. And I think he's a six-man of the year.
Tatum played on Saturday. Okay. So
about JJJ? Where's he at health-wise?
That is a good question. I'm not sure.
I had not seen the last couple games for them.
Jaren Jackson Jr.
I know Jaw's been answering questions about why Taylor Jenkins isn't there.
Why is he not? Jaren Jackson played well against the Lakers on Saturday.
Okay.
He had, let's see here, pulling up the box score, 29 minutes, 24 points for him, 4 boards. Desmond Bane played very well in that game, 29 points for him. And Jaw, near trip dub for him, 22 points, 10 assists, 8 boards. And Zach Edey had a double-double.
Zach Edey's solid.
Is him and Draymond Green going to go at it again?
I totally forgot about that. And then I'm looking at the game logs, Jimmy Butler versus Memphis. We can get into it on the other side.
That's going to be on the other side. BPA, David in New York, I see both of you, 888-957-9570. What do you need to see from this team to give you confidence in this final stretch here? 4 games against some of the top teams in the Western Conference. What do you need to see against the Grizzlies, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Rockets to give you faith in this team going forward? That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. And one of the workers there from Thailand, her name is Mook. She goes on a date with the security guard, Guy Talk. Yeah, I'm out on Mook. You know, Guy Talk is basically like exploring his feelings and saying, like, you know what? I don't want to be a bodyguard. I don't like hurting people. That's not me. And then she was all like, yeah, you need to be tough. I was like, and then he says, like, well, I'm Buddhist. Like, we're not really supposed to be attacking people. And she's like, yeah, well, too bad. I was like,
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm Mook.
What?
She's not a good person. He was exploring his feelings with her.
Can I just be honest?
No.
I appreciate that masculinity is coming back. No one's saying that you can't be sensitive, but there is something, like, for example,
No.
I can't even put this cabinet hinge back on, and my boy keeps giving me grief, Sean Sullivan, who's out there right now, because he's like, come on, man, be a man. Put the cabinet hinge back on. I'm like, dude, I'm not good at that kind of
stuff. Is it manly to want to, like fight someone? Like, for some people that is, but, like, that doesn't have to be
I get defending the honor of someone that you know. I'm not saying it to be violent. There's a happy medium.
And Guy Talk needed to toot his own horn. He did step up between those guys. They just had 3-on-1, and they kicked his ass earlier on the season. Like,
I'm raising a young boy right now, and I know there's going to be a time and a place where I'm going to have the conversation with him regarding stick up for yourself.
Okay, there is part of that, but if I don't want to go down this road, like, if he gets his ass kicked and says, I don't like fighting people, and it's like, okay, you don't like fighting people. Just take some self-defense classes.
Yeah, but if you're the one initiating, you better be ready to throw hands.
Well, that's another conversation.
Right? Like, I mean,
guy talk's not initiating anything. He was going on a nice date. They're at a Muay Thai match.
I don't believe in pacifists.
You don't believe
it's like being a vegan. I just don't trust them.
Just doesn't like any Buddhists, I guess.
No,
that's basically what you just said.
There's a fine line on all these things.
What you just said.
I'm not an absolutist.
Okay.
That's the reason I get pissed.
Exactly.
Thank you, Chuck.
Exactly.
I'm out on Mook, by the way. She's just all talk.
She's very attractive.
Sure. Great. So is a lot of people in White Lotus. It doesn't mean anything.
You almost have to be attractive to just be in TV and in movies nowadays.
Spoiler alert.
Unless you're Danny DeVito.
Spoiler alert.
You have to just look very odd.
Wait, real quick.
Or just be incredibly funny.
Spoiler
you
alert.
Have to be very
you have
odd
to
looking.
Look good on television and on TV and on movies.
There's a jawline you have to have.
Hence, face for radios. This is what we got. So there you go. But
can't all be Patrick Schwarzenegger.
We are. Shout out Saxon. He's
actually got great depth as a character.
He does. He's very good. He's a huge douche, but it works for him.
No, he's nailing it.
He is. It's just like this season one. We've got off the deep end on the White Lotus. BPA, David, we'll get to you in a second. Warriors blowout win yesterday. And, you know, we're talking about what do you need to see from this team? These next four games, you're going to be playing top five seeds in the Western Conference. What do you need to see to, you know, get yourself hyped up that this team can make a true deep run into the playoffs? Do you need to see the young guys? Do you need to see Jimmy Butler have a Jimmy Butler type of game that he had with the Miami Heat? Do we need to see Miami Jimmy Butler against the Grizzlies or against the Lakers? Like, you know, Big Boss Man Joe was giving me all the stats of Jimmy. He's like, you know, 18-10. Like, is 18-10 good enough as like a stat line for Jimmy going forward? Like, if you're just getting that on every given night, is that enough? Or do you need to see like a 30 burger from him? Really showing out, shooting the ball, saying, no.
It's been
slow it down.
See, to me, it's time and place, right? There are some games where you might only score, you know, 15 points, but like, when did you score them? Did you finish, you know, in the final 5 minutes of the game, put your imprint on it? There was a time before Steph got hurt where I could feel the chemistry and the three-man unit of Jimmy, Dre, and Steph was starting to take shape. And it was kind of your turn, my turn, but we were playing within the synchronicity, if you will, of a three-man little weave. I just need to see a little more aggressive Jimmy from time to time. It's not about particular numbers, right? You can have a great game, like I said, and be a 12-point game, 7 assists, 7-rebound guy. It's like, when did you put your imprint on the game? And so I would like him, especially down the stretch, and to start games. I think that's important, too, because they've had really crummy first quarters. To start games, just don't be so passive. It's very simple to me. I'm not even trying to overly critique him. I'm just don't be so passive. Doug, when you got the ball on the block, go up strong with it.
Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets. These four games, all top five seeds in the Western Conference. Would you take 2-2? Or are you wait, like, or would that be okay. Disappointing?
I think you have to beat Memphis.
Okay.
That's number one.
So it matters. Okay.
That one, you have to beat Memphis.
Okay.
They're going to be on the back end of a back-to-back.
Against the Nuggets on Friday, yes. Oh, sorry, the Grizzlies. Sorry. Continue.
Yeah,
continue.
They're going to play the Celtics tonight. You get them tomorrow. You have a day of rest. You're locked in. You didn't play a full, you know, game with the top dogs against San Antonio. You don't have excuses. The season is winding down. This one means a lot. This is a head-to-head matchup one. If you beat them, not only do you catapult above them, you also lock in the advantage of a tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. If you lose to them, not only do you gain ground in the top eight seedings, you also now have to do the coin flip thing when it comes to the tiebreaker, and it goes to that next thing, right? Whatever that is amongst them, because you split the series against them. So, like, this one's a huge one. You have to win that one. I'm just going to go one game at a time. One game at a time. Win this next game.
All right. So the tiebreaker, it goes better winning percentage in games against each other. Then it goes division leader wins a tie over a team not leading a division. So it goes the Pacific Division, I believe. And then goes against, you know, the division one loss percentage. And then it gets the conference one loss percentage. So there's a trickle-down effect here. But it goes to the Pacific Division, I believe. And if I pull up the Pacific Division in the NBA right now, as I go on.
How many people can even name who's in the Pacific?
That's a great question. Sket-da-da-da. Can you right now? It's really easy,
okay.
Actually.
Clippers, Lakers.
Correct.
Warriors.
Yep.
Portland Trailblazers.
No, they're in the Northwest Division, the Portland Trailblazers.
I mean,
they're on the Pacific. Yes, like in real
Phoenix
life,
Suns.
They are. Yes, Phoenix Suns.
Yeah,
there you go. Kings. Yeah. So Kings, Clippers, Warriors, Lakers,
the
Suns.
Northwest.
So right now,
the Northwest.
And again, the Grizzlies are not in your own division. They're in the Southwest division. Shout out Southwest Airlines. Who are they still doing the?
See,
the
Phoenix should be in that Southwest,
right? The, there's so
like, I just at the Memphis fact that jumping
the,
from
well the fact that Memphis yeah. and Tennessee
and New Orleans
is Memphis Tennessee and New Orleans and Minnesota like they're not in
do
the
away West. With them
I hear you I'm not doing away with BPA though Brian in Palo Alto
somebody
one of our favorites wants to join in the conversation what's up Brian you have a nice weekend you into White Lotus real quick Brian
no
you like it
no,
you
no
love
Lotus.
It
I don't have time for obscure. resort-based character draws. Like, it's just, I need something with some, you know?
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. He's not resort-based character.
Detective,
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay.
Detective, I like it.
True detective, then, maybe.
But, yeah, season one.
So good.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's one game. This, assuming that, you know, Memphis has to lose to Boston. And then if the Warriors beat Memphis, they're game up on Memphis mm-hmm. with the tiebreaker, which is so that's a two-game lead.
Yes,
with
yes.
seven to go, right?
Yes.
And they would and they have the tiebreaker in Minnesota, meaning that's a two-game lead on Minnesota, even though they're only one up on the lost column. So that's the season right there. As far as like the longer term, I think you know if you end up with the Nuggets, it's going to be. I just don't see them beating the Nuggets in a best of seven series.
Know.
You know.
Yeah,
you know they need one more guy, and I think it's obviously a great start with Butler, and I think hopefully there's a market to sign and trade Kuminga this offseason, right? But like, I think that's kind of over now, right? That thing it had, you know, it's unfortunate, super unfortunate how it's gone down, and but I think the window to you know the window to show it now or you know hurt again and all that stuff, I think it's gonna be really tough. But like, I really like. You know, I really don't mind Gee being sort of the first four off the bench. They seem to play better, actually, when that's the case. But losing GP2, really, really tough.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Think, if he's not around the playoffs. So they're a guy away, but I think, you know, they made their point, right? Which is if you get him one more piece, this could be a contender. I don't think they're going to win the title this year.
Yeah.
I'm with you. They need
Brian Palo Alto.
I need that big rim-running center who's athletic. You know, just closing my eyes and listening to BPA talk.
Real quick, do you believe that? Like, he's saying like they're a guy away still. Like, I think if you have the right matchups, you could still make it to the conference finals and maybe make it to the NBA. I don't think it's crazy.
You could,
but like,
agree.
But why are we so defeatist right now?
No, defeatist.
It sounds like it a little bit. They've won two in a row. They're 12 games over 500.
We know.
You take care of business against the Grizzlies tomorrow. All of a sudden, you're fighting. Like in this scenario, real quick. You could get the four seed if you beat the Lakers. You could get the four seed. Then you're talking home court in the first round, Joe. Like, that's not nothing. I don't scoff at that. That's a huge difference between going on the road and then staying home. Like, I look at the role players we're talking about. Pods and Moody and Post. And as BPA just mentioned, Santos. Like, you get home court going up against LA or Memphis, whoever those teams are going to be in the first round, the 4-5 matchup. Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm liking my chances a lot more going forward. That might sound insane.
Of course things have to shake your way. That's every year.
But it's not crazy. I think we're acting like that's crazy to get the four seed, and I'm telling you it's not that crazy.
Well, I would say to you they have an Achilles heel.
Lakers still have to play the Thunder twice again. And the Thunder have won 9 in a row, and they don't look like they're letting off the gas at all.
The Warriors have a very specific Achilles heel that it feels like a lot of the teams that they would have to go through have the advantage of them on, which is the big who can destroy them in the paint on both ends of the floor. And that feels like their fatal flaw. Can they overcome it? Yeah. But if they have to face that specific thing that does them in three series in a row, I'm not sure they have enough firepower. And I think being pessimistic is probably the fair point of view right now. Even if they were to rattle off three consecutive wins and get to the finals, going through Jokic and going through OKC with Chet Holmgren and finding like whatever the combinations are, we would all say like, wow, that would be pretty shocking. I think that's a fair point of view.
Absolutely.
I was shocked they won it all in 2022.
You're going Obi-Wan on me from a certain point of view.
That being said, before we move on, with BPA calling in, and he says that he's not a White Lotus guy. He actually, every time I hear him talk, reminds me of Tim, the dad.
Yeah, a little bit.
The finance guy who's like knee-deep in IRS trouble.
Wasn't
like, I imagine in some alternate universe, that's who BPA would be.
Well, that... It's a great voice because I don't know if you know this. Like, the actor is from England. Like, he's an English actor, but he does that Southern accent so well. Yes.
I didn't know he was from England.
Well,
no,
you don't watch Harry Potter. He's the bad guy in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know.
He's
Harry Potter.
No. You've seen The Patriot, though, with Mel Gibson, right?
Of course. Classic.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Well, they all had bad accents in that.
No, he's Colonel Tavington, the guy with the British accent.
I know, but I'm saying, like, everybody in that one. And also, to remember, that came out immediately after Braveheart, and it felt like a clone of Braveheart.
No, but he is actually British. Like, you hear his, like, actual accent, and they're more posh, I guess, you would say. But yeah,
it's been 20 years since that came out.
I do love, though, that Tim, the actor or the character in White Lotus, he's always wearing the Duke because they're from North Carolina. I was like, Duke's wearing it all. Because he's from White Lotus. He's wearing the Duke shirt all the signs
are
there.
Incredible.
Tim needs a Duke win. He's having a rough week.
He's had a rough month, it feels like, right?
Well, I mean,
and a week in comparison to the show, but it's a good point. The guy's trying
to... So we should just have BPA call in as Tim from Carolina. Remember, last week, I don't know if you were listening, but Bonte came in and he wanted us to search for his CFL take on Trey Lance.
Oh, of course he did. He's like, I said this a couple years ago. We know Bonte.
But during the search of that, we got a call from BPA as someone else.
No, Tiago?
No, it wasn't Tiago. Who did he call in as? Sam?
What was the name?
We're pulling up right now. Just give us a second.
And it was him pretending to be someone else after he had told us that he was done listening to us as a station and that he was going to change the dial to the other place.
Why did he get so mad again? I forget. I think it was Draymond Green related.
All right, here, we found it.
What is it?
Okay.
Let's start off with Gary in San Francisco. Gary, what's happening?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Or to roast.
Yeah, I think it's an inspired idea, Bonte. I think if he goes to the CFL, I don't think he'll ever come back to the NFL. But that may be his path.
Is this Brian in Palo Alto changing his voice?
I'm sorry?
This is BPA? No, go ahead. Continue your call.
It really sounds like Brian in Palo Alto pretending to be someone else.
Yeah, his name's Gary.
I wanted to say that I think that he's going to be, you know, he's a backup quarterback, and that's okay, right? It's not the end of the world.
This is absolutely Brian in Palo Alto pretending to be Gary. Brian, don't lie to me.
That's
100% him.
I like how you could hear us laughing in the background. This is the old studio where all the doors were open.
The AC didn't work, so all the doors were open.
I told you, he's Tim. Listen to that southern accent he tried to pull.
It's funny because he goes Gary, but remember Gary or Greg from White Lotus? That's what I thought of immediately, the name change. The Tiago was the funniest. That name will go down in infamy. Tiago in Brisbane, was it?
It was
hilarious.
Like he turned into Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Colonel.
Threw a little twang on there.
That was him doing Jerry Jones. And it wound him in the worst Jerry Jones impression I've ever heard. And Bonte knew immediately, but he's the consummate professional, so he just went with it. He's like, no, it's Gary.
BPA is probably my favorite caller of all time.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Hands down.
95% of the game callers. Brian's up there. I know Bonte would probably disagree, but that's what makes him so great. That's what makes him he's a tragic figure to Bonte.
He's the Joker to Bonte's best.
Yes.
100%.
You can't have one without
that. No. He's a necessary evil. He's a necessary evil. That's why the Joker never wanted to know like Batman's identity, because it would ruin the fun for him. Like, you never want to know, like, what BPA looks like. I think BPA even said he said it's a separation of church and state.
When I tried to get him to show up to the Doobie Awards, he's like, no, I like to keep the mystery going.
Let's go to Al and San Pablo.
Sorry about that diversion there,
no,
Al.
No, it was great.
My bad.
Al, what you got on the Warriors right now?
Okay, so you had to accept me and do you believe earlier.
Yes.
And to me, it's not whether I believe, it's whether Steph Curry believe, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler believe. These guys have been there. Two of them are four-time champions. They're in a spot right now where they're going to play the three teams ahead of them for the third, fourth, and fifth seed. And I am not worried about Memphis, because when you fire your head coach with 10 games left to go in the season, there's something wrong there. I cannot see them surpassing the Warriors. I think the Warriors are going to surpass them, take the fifth seed, and then they got the Lakers coming up. And so they'll only maybe be one game behind the Lakers when they play them, and I think they can take them, because this is the time where the three boys believe. Yeah, they got the big boys over in L.A. too. So that's going to be a challenge. But this is where the Warriors would want to be. If you ask them right at this moment, where would you want to be right now this week? I want to play the guys that are teams ahead of me and beat them. So I really think they will do it.
This is going to sound completely off the wall here, but when I think, and I close my eyes and I go, all right, the Warriors are hurt right now with GP2 and with Kuminga. What are they going to start the game and close the game with defensively against Luka and LeBron? You close your eyes. Draymond's got to guard one of those two guys, doesn't he?
You didn't even mention Austin Reeves, who, again, people laughed. But
no, he's a great playmaker.
I don't think he's not their best player. That's LeBron and Luka.
He's a great player.
But he's
playmaker.
Their most important player.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I look at, like, Jimmy Butler, and it might be Draymond, to your point. Like, Draymond's not their best player. He's their most important player, though.
When I look at that matchup, and you're telling me Kuminga's out, and GP2's out, I'm saying to myself, boy, Butler's got to guard one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we were going to go Austin Reeves and then Luka and LeBron, Dre's got to guard the other guy, right?
Right.
Is Moses Moody, like, are we going to throw him on Luka? Like, So this is where they
Kuminga Jackson,
absence.
And then you got Jackson Hayes, who is a big, like, he's not the greatest big, but...
Oh, you can't leave him off.
But he rim runs.
He'll get lobs all day.
All three of those guys are passers.
Get them lots of extra possessions.
Yes.
So this is where Kuminga's absence, GP2's absence, is absolutely going to showcase some of their personnel flaws. Like, defending the perimeter is still a giant weakness for this team.
And you mentioned it, Gary Payton II dealing with a left thumb ligament tear, a slight tear, not a complete tear. He's going to be reevaluated this Thursday ahead of that Lakers game in Crypto.com Arena. And also, Jonathan Kuminga dealing with some ankle soreness. That's what Steve Kerr had to say about it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw him at halftime and checked in on him. Such a bummer, you know, just coming back, finding his rhythm, playing well. So hopefully it's nothing too serious.
And Kuminga said to Sam Gorin in the San Francisco Chronicle after the game that, quote, he's straight, thinks he's fine, we'll see, maybe you give him a game off here, maybe you bring him back at home, I'm not sure. You need to take it. It's very tricky, these things, right? Like, he's just dealing, he was just out for months with this injury. So the last thing you want to do, if you're Steve Kerr, you're Rick Celebrini, or this coaching staff, is compromise the guy even more, especially in this final stretch. Because, yes, it's a balance of, like, man, like, we need the bodies out here, but also, like, man, like, the playoffs and the play-ins coming here, and we need him to be at his full strength going up against the guys like you just mentioned, whether it's the Lakers, the Grizzlies, hell, a play-in game against, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Who knows? By the way, Steve Kerr, everyone's talking about these next four games, these teams ahead of him in the standings. Steve Kerr talked about it yesterday as well.
If we can beat Memphis, we get the tiebreaker over them. That's huge. You know, we're right there with the Clippers, and Lakers are only a couple ahead. We got them after, so it's quite a race going down the stretch. And we have a difficult schedule. You know, our last eight games are pretty tough, so we're going to have to continue to play well. But tonight was a really good effort, and you know, it's good momentum builder.
That's exactly what it is. I think you need that sort of a performance to really calm the waters here within the players, not really the fan base, but the players themselves. Like, that's not who they were against the Pelicans on Friday. Like, that's not the Warriors I've seen. Like, the team I've seen on this road trip, and they've missed Steph for a couple games, so I'll give them that. But, like, even missing Steph, the effort level against Atlanta was not existent. The effort level against the Miami Heat was just awful. Like, that was supposed to be a revenge game. Yeah, it was a revenge game for the Miami Heat. They took revenge on Jimmy Butler, and they dominated that performance from top to bottom. And then in New Orleans, it was a G League game, basically, for New Orleans. They had nothing to lose. And like, we talk about it all the time in football, right? The last couple of games, like, oh, you know, the Niners or the Raiders, I have nothing to lose. You don't want to play against a team like that because they're playing for all those other teams, right? Bonte's so good at this. He's like, the fact he's
fighting Chauncey Billups.
Win one for Chauncey, right? We talk about that. The Scoot Henderson and them boys. But it's a thing for, like, the New Orleans Pelicans, who've been god-awful for this entire season. Yeah, going up against some of those players that I've never even heard of before, like, they're playing to stay out of the G League. So, like, that's a big opportunity for them, and they were playing like it. Warriors finally woke up, and that was a wake-up call for them, and they took care of business yesterday against a beleaguered San Antonio Spurs team that's just missing their two best players, and it was the back end of back-to-back, and you're relying on Chris Paul in the starting lineup, who's 50 years old at this point. Warriors legend Chris Paul.
Joe, it's so fun. He's cooked. Chris Paul's completely done. He's done. He's a third point guard. He's not even a backup. He's a third point guard.
So CP3 means third point guard. CP3, third point guard.
If he comes back next year and gets someone to pay him another $10 million to play.
What is a veteran presence, Joe Shasky? You gotta
understand. Give me a break.
You gotta understand. Like, these guys, this is a future Hall of Famer.
Look, I have tremendous respect for him. He's a first power.
Liked the signing when it happened because I thought he'd be great for Wemby, and he was.
He's got nothing left.
He's old. He's 40 years old.
He's got nothing left. He's an occasional player, meaning third point guard, not even a backup. Like, he's just not. He's an occasional player. And I have tremendous respect for him. His career should be over.
I have tremendous respect for him, but quite frankly, kick rocks, basically.
He's done.
It's easier said, like, I think he could help.
I'm not saying he can't stick around.
If
someone's dumb enough to give him $10 million a year, he will take the money. Takes the money.
If we're gonna be paying guys to sit on the bench, basically be coaches, like we did this with Iguodala with the Warriors,
no doubt.
And he helped, and he was a bench player basically on that championship run, right? Like, why can't Chris Paul do that? Why are you scoffing? Like, it's this asinine thing.
He's done.
He's a high IQ player, and I think he'd be well suited for an up and coming team that, you know what, wants to take that next leap. And I think that's what the Spurs were trying to do. It's not his fault that Wemby and De'Aaron Fox got hurt. By the way, we're going to look back on the career of Chris Paul and say, oh, by the way, he played for the Warriors and Spurs. It's just going to be very weird.
He played on a million teams.
A million. But I'm going to look at, and the Thunder is another one. Rockets, he was good. The Clippers, he was good. And then the Hornets, he was good.
You had brought him up and you derailed my thoughts, and I had to get my, he's cooked. You know, you ever like put something in the microwave too long? And then it's like rubbery and not good anymore.
I hate that.
There's a sweet spot on the microwave.
Or it's like, it gets like damp in there. Yes. I hate that.
Well, that's the condensation.
Yeah, I hate that. Exactly.
So that's where we're at with Chris Paul.
Okay.
It's just been overcooked. You got to throw it away.
Or you let it out and you let it dry a little bit. The condensation, you get a little paper towel in there, dap it up, and you're okay.
Even my dog Leo's like,
No. You're more of an air fryer guy. What if we toss them in the air fryer? Can that work?
Everything's better
than
the air fryer.
I guess Germany, in this case, would be the air fryer. You go toss them in there and something happens.
That being said, we do these narratives. You don't want to face a team at the end of the year that has nothing to play for. I kind of would rather have the coach still there in Taylor Jenkins. Are they going to get the new coach?
I found the name, by the way.
Who is it?
Okay, so it's Thomas. He's from Finland, but Thomas is spelled... Tomas? I'm assuming it's... No. T-U-O-M-A-S. So maybe it's Tomas.
Okay. Hurdle?
No. Isalo. I-I-S-A-L-O. A Finnish basketball coach and former player who is now the interim head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Previously served as the assistant under Taylor Jenkins for a few years now. He's 42 years old. Has a little Stephen Langford to him. I'm looking at him right now. He's got the blonde beard.
Oh, so the JD Vance.
A little bit.
Steven looks dead on like
I said that earlier. I'm backing off because he really doesn't like it. So I've noticed when people... I know. But
just because you look like someone doesn't mean all the other stuff.
Yeah, but there's a political aspect to it, and I don't think he swings that way. So, but he's a Finnish Cup winner, by the way, and a Euro Cup champion as a head coach.
No one cares. This guy could walk into the room and say, I'm this Tomas guy who's coaching the Grizzlies.
If he wins tomorrow, are you going to change your tune?
Well, that's my point.
And he wins today against the Celtics?
Are they going to get the Doug Christie, like they fire Mike Brown and then just...
Antonio Pierce? Surge? Are we going to get the Antonio Pierce
surge? Or are we going to get what the Chicago Bears did, which was the week the Niners were facing them? I was like, uh-oh, this is a horrible spot. New coach, they're going to get the new coach like elevation, and they just totally looked outmatched.
Horrible. It looked awful.
Who was the guy that took over?
For Eberflus? Yeah. I forget who it was.
He was the offensive coordinator.
It was the offensive coordinator.
They'd already fired the other offensive coordinator, so he was like the quarterback's coach who got elevated to coordinator, who then got elevated to head coach.
It's going to look, it looked even worse. Like, I don't think it could look that bad, but I just... Thomas Brown. Thank you.
Oh,
exactly.
Poor guy.
A very common name that it was forgettable at that. But I'm not going to forget Tuomas Isalo. I don't know if I'm... Tomas? I don't know. But he's taking over for Taylor Jenkins, who was... It wasn't swept on the rug. I think everyone was just like, what the hell happened there? And I get it. They fired all the assistant coaches last year, so maybe he was already on notice. But don't you let him ride out... Like, 10 games left? Really? Like, and we're doing this?
They clearly... Something's up.
Like what though?
Yeah,
like,
it's Ja Morant can't stand you, or there's something else.
Like Ja's gonna leave either way. If like this is him saving Ja Morant, like it almost has a De'Aaron Fox aspect to it.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way: House with a home theater sounds appealing, but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy. Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.